This is a very exciting lesson tonight. I hope I can. I've got a little asthma right now, and my throat is, my voice is weak. But we're going to study about 10 inspired names in the Bible. We're in the fifth chapter of the book of Bereshith, Genesis. And I'm not going to read the book right now. The Bible, it says, this is a book of the generations of Adam and the day that when God created man and he made him in the likeness of God. He created them, male and female, and he blessed them and named them man in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years, and he became the father of a son in his own likeness according to his image, named Seth. Now, we know that he'd had another son before that, didn't we? And many daughters, probably. But Seth was born when he was 130 years old. Then the days of Adam after he became the father of Seth were 800 years, and he had other sons and daughters. So all the days of Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. We Yemoth, and he died and stayed that way. Now, there are really 10 inspired names in this next lessons, or more than that. But there are 10 names that we want to look at. Adam. Adam means what? Red or earthy, okay? Adam, Genesis 5 and 1, he lived basically, according to some chronologies, 404 B.C. to 3074 B.C., and he lived 930 years. His name means earthy, red, or blood. Dom is the root of his name. In Genesis 1:26 and Romans 5:14, and it says, Genesis 5:14, nevertheless death reigned from Adam unto Moses, even over those who had not sinned in the likeness of the offense of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come, in 1 Corinthians 15 and 20 through 22. But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who are asleep. For since man came death, by a man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die. Every father puts the infection of death in the child when he's born. They're having a wall-eyed fit over abortion right now. Abortion is murder. One of the things out there, oh, if it was only, if women could have safe abortions. Abortions are not safe. Somebody dies. There is murder involved there. Abortions are never safe because the innocent one always dies. The innocent one is murdered. The innocent one that had nothing to do with anything. For as in Adam all die, also in Christ shall all be made alive. For as in Adam all die, for in the second Adam all are made alive. Seth. Do you remember what Seth means?
Granted.
What?
Granted.
It means a substitute.
Okay, here it says granted.
It means substitute. Zeth means substitute. Zeth, in Genesis 5 and 3, he lived between 3874 and 2962 B.C. Now, 912 years. Only remember now, this is according to some genealogy, that these figures we have, that they're not set in stone, okay? His name means substitute, to stand in the place of. Seth was a substitute for Cain because Cain killed his brother. Cain was the heir because he was the firstborn. Abel was never any threat to Cain. Yet when Cain killed Abel, then he lost his birthright because he was a murderer. When he killed his younger brother, Seth replaced Abel because Cain had killed him. And when Cain killed Abel, he relinquished his headship and birthright. Just like the second one did, remember? The other boy that gave away his birthright for a bowl of beans, basically? Esau. He despised his birthright. Now, Jesus is our substitute in Romans 5 and 6, for while we were yet helpless, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. And in 1 John 2 and 2, for he himself is the propitiation of our sins. That means the substitute of our sins, the helasmos. And not for ours only, but those of the whole world. He died in our place, and he took our guilt upon himself. He paid the price of redemption through his life and his blood as a substitutionary death on the cross of Calvary. 1 Peter 1:18 through 20, knowing that we were not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold from our feeble, futile ways of life, Jewish traditions, inherited from your forefathers, but with precious blood as a lamb, unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ. Number three, the inspired name, number three. Enosh. Enosh means dying. Now, by the way, Cain's descendants and Adam's descendants had some of the same names. They had some of the same names. Always there is a counterfeit, isn't there? Satan always throws a counterfeit out there. Enosh in Genesis 5 and 6, he lived between 3769 to 2864 BC. He lived 905 years. But he died. In Romans 5, 6, and 8, Christ stood as a lamb slain before the foundation of the earth. Adama, in Revelation 13 and 8 and 1 John 1 and 1. John 1 and 1 is the oldest verse in the Bible. The name Jehovah means who he shall become. Because God gave himself the name Jehovah, he who shall become, John 1 14, fulfilled, Kai Logos Sarxagenito, the Word or the Jehovah became flesh and we beheld his glory. He dwelt among us and showed forth the glory of the only begotten of the Father. Number five, Kenan, or Canaan. Canaan. Genesis 5 and 9. He lived between 3679 and 2997 B.C. Remember again, these are not set in stone, these years are. His name means possession, gotten or begotten, acquired, related to the name, Cain. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Exodus 19 and 5, Deuteronomy 4 and 20, Ephesians 1, 13 and 14, Acts 20 and 28. He, Jesus, purchased us with a price. The price was his life and his blood. The price and the blood and his life. The family of God, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, was purchased with his own blood in 1 Peter 1:18 and 19. Mahalalel. Mahalalel, number four. 5 and verse 12, Genesis 5 and verse 12, he lived between 3609 and 2714 B.C. He lived 895 years. Now remember the year, somebody asked me the other day, Marilyn, you asked me the other day, are they the same years as we have today?
No.
No, they're not. Okay, guys out there, you just fell off your seat, I know. The years in the Bible in this period of time was not like the years that we have here. Because they were lunar years, not solar years. a solar year is shorter than a lunar year by a little bit. BC 1609 to 2714 BC, he lived 895 years. His name means the splendor of God, the glory of God. John 1:14 and John 1:18, Philippians 3:21. Who will transform the body of our humble state into the conformity with the body of His glory? Colossians 1:11. Titus 2:13. Looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Let's look back and see what happened. So far, up here, we've gone five names, haven't we? One of them, Christ. Adam is our father that gives us death. Christ is the second Adam. Zeth, Jesus Christ is our substitute for our sins. Number four, Enosh, he died for us that we might have eternal life. Canaan, he is a possession. He purchased us as a possession, a precious possession. Number five, John 1:14, the Word, the Jehovah became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory, Mahalel, of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. Now let's look at number six, Jared. Jared. Jared means what? You remember? It means to go from a higher state to a lower state. It means to descend.
Oh.
It means to go from a higher state to the lower state. Jesus Christ came from heaven to earth, from a higher state to a lower state, that He might die for us. It means descending. Not only did He die for us, but He descended into Hades and took all of those in Hades and paradise back to heaven with Him. Jared lived in Genesis 5:15 from 3544 to 2582 B.C. He lived 962 years. His name means descender. They go from a higher state to a lower state or a lower position. It means to pour out or to empty. Jesus Christ emptied Himself of His powers and glory to be with us today. He did that so He could save our souls. He lived among a bunch of thieves and liars, didn't He? Reminds us of America today. To pour out to empty, John 3:13. No one has ascended into heaven but He who descended from heaven, even the Son of Man. Ephesians 4:10. He who descended is He Himself who also ascended far above the heavens, that He might fill all things. Philippians 2:6 and 7. Jesus, who although He existed in the form of God, did not regard it equality with God a thing to be held on to, He let loose of it so He could die on the cross of Calvary. And He emptied Himself, taking on the form of a bondservant, being made in the likeness of man. Enosh, or Enoch, that is, Enoch. This printing is very light. This is why I'm having a little trouble. I'm going to show. I printed this out from our website. If you can even read it, it's not easy. I got my highest magnifying glasses on. If you go to Discover the Word with Dr. Jim or discovertheword.com, go over there and read 10 inspired names, and you can get this downloaded and printed out for you. But it's light with my printer. Enoch, Genesis 5:18. He lived between 3382 to 301 or 317 B.C. Now, he lived on, but that's when he disappeared. That's when he was translated. That's when he was raptured. Enoch was a type of the rapture that we have in the Old Testament. But a lot of people say the rapture is not taught in the Old Testament. Yes, it is. Enoch and Elijah, the rapture is taught in the Old Testament. They don't know much about it, but it's definitely by two or three witnesses, let everything be established. He lived 365 years. Now, that's a solar year, isn't it? He lived 365 years. 365 days is a solar year. But he lived lunar years. His name means teacher or master teacher, rabbi. Who is one who is initiated in learning and apt at teaching and learning. He's a scholar. John 3 and 2, Nicodemus said, Rabbi, doctor of theology, we know that you have come from God as a teacher. John 4, 25, Jesus is a temple in the area when he was 12 years old. He was teaching. He was teaching when he was 12 years old in the temple area. In Luke 2:46-47. Methuselah. That's an unusual name. Methuselah means when he's dead, it shall come to pass. Jesus Christ was our teacher, wasn't he? Now he is also, when he is dead, it shall come to pass. When Methuselah died in the Old Testament, the flood came upon the earth. The year that he died, the flood came upon the earth. Methuselah 5:21, 3317 to 2348 BC, and he lived 969 years. He was the oldest man that we know of in the Bible. He was a son of the dart, the arrow, born to die. When he is dead, it shall come to pass in 1 Corinthians 15, 1, 3, and 4. The death and burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ is the gospel. The year Methuselah died, the flood came upon the earth. By the way, you can look up his name on page 607 in Brown, Driver, and Biggs if you want to. The name of Lamech. Number 9, Lamech. Number 9, Lamech. Genesis 5:25. He lived between 3137 B.C. and 2360 B.C. He lived 777 years. 3 times 7, the number of 7.
24.
He died 12 years before the flood. Lamech did. Methuselah lived longer than he did. Even though he was born before. He died 12 years before the flood. His name means overthrower, king of kings and lord of lords. Matthew 2 and 2. The Magi looked upon Jesus as a king. And also in 1 Timothy 3 or 6, 14 and 15, our Lord Jesus Christ, he who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords. John 12 and verse 15. Our king comes sitting upon a donkey, it says in Deuteronomy 10, 17. His name is Adonai Adonaiim in Revelation 19 and verse 16. On his thigh is the name King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Adonai Ha'Adonaiim. Noah. Jesus is our Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Is he your Lord and your Savior? Have you asked him to save your soul and forgive you of your sins? Number 10, Noah. Noah. Genesis 5:29. He lived between 2948 and 1998 B.C. He lived for 950 years. Noah lived for another 349 years after the flood. He lived 349 years after the flood. His name means peace and safety. If you are in Christ, you are in the ark of safety, like that ark. If you're not, you will be in the flood of the displeasure of God, the judgment of God, the wrath of God. John 16:33 and 14:27. Isaiah 9:67, he's called our Prince of Peace. He's called the Prince of Peace. Israel will have no peace until they accept the Messiah in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 3. Then he shall bring about 1,000 year reign of peace upon the earth. He will rule the earth with a rod of iron and judgment, but peace. This story that we just read goes from eternity to eternity. From eternity to eternity. And Jesus Christ, in these first 10 inspired names, the whole story of His being, His coming into the world, His pre-existence, in eternity past, is writing our names down in the Lamb's Book of Life. All of this is entailed in these 10 names. It's a story of redemption, soteriology, the story of sacrifice, the story of final propitiation and eternal peace with a new heaven and a new earth when dwells peace and righteousness. By the way, Noah was born 126 years after the death of Adam. Noah was born 126 years after the death of Adam. Noah was born 14 years after the death of Seth. Noah was 84 years old when Enoch died. Noah was 26 years old when Canaan died. Noah was 234 years old when Mahalalel died. Noah was 366 years old when Jared died. Noah was 84 years old when Enoch was raptured. Noah was 600 years old when Methuselah died. Noah was 585 years old when Lamech died. Abraham was 50 years old when Noah died. Do you think Abraham knew Noah? Let me read that again. Abraham was 50 years old when Noah died.
Oh, Noah died.
The Babylonians called Noah Zithras, the son of Olartes. The Chinese called Noah Ya'o or Fohi. Other names for Noah are Prometheus, Diocleon, Atlas, Thea, Inetus, Osiris, Dagon, etc. And you can look that up on Hebrew in the Hebrew lexicon, Brown Driver Briggs on page 629. I wrote this message, by the way, in 1972 when I was in the seminary and taking Hebrew. I looked at all these things up and started putting all these things together in 1972. That was a long time ago, wasn't it? I hope you've enjoyed this little lesson on 10 inspired names. These 10 names are really inspired of God. Every name in the Bible means something. But these 10 names talk about the whole sphere from eternity to eternity. How that God was going to save man. And every one of these first 10 names typified what Christ would do for us. Our Father, we thank You for this message. I pray that You use it, send it all over the world. I thank You that we can do that too, on video and audio. For many years I wished that. Now it's happening. Father, please forgive me where I fail You. Use Your word to glorify Yourself and Your Son. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.